One thing about me is that I am, above anything else, a huge perfectionist. And this is brought upon by crippling anxiety that I have had since before I can remember. My sister was coming to visit me while I was living in London. If any of you have ever been to London, I was living in an area called Kensington, which is one of the, as they say, poshest areas in London. The streets are lined with trees that change color at every season. The houses are these beautiful, ornate marble facades. There's Lamborghinis parked outside in people's driveways. Like, this is the real deal. I, on the other hand, was a student trying to survive in Kensington. I didn't have a lot of money, and I lived in a flat where I lived in the living room and shared the living room with another girl for about £1,200 a month, which is about 1,800 US dollars. So me being the perfectionist I am, I want my sister to come to London. She's my older sister, and she's my foil in every way. Where I am so anxious, she is so laid back. I want her to be impressed with my life. I want her to think that I'm an adult. But all I can find for her to sleep on in this shared living room is an air mattress. And on top of all of that, it's an air mattress with a giant hole in it. So this anxiety that I have is something that a lot of times wakes me up in the middle of the night. It's kind of that, you know, comic book thing where you shoot up in bed and you're like, oh crap, forgot to take my clothes out of the wash, they're gonna stink in the morning. I took my sister out after she got off on the plane, and what do? We're in London, so of course we go out and get drunk. We come stumbling out of the tube station on Gloucester Road, and my anxiety hits me, and I say, oh, that air mattress has a hole in it. That's not going to work. So in my drunken state of mind, and with my anxiety revving behind me, I think I need to figure out how to fix this hole in this air mattress before we get home, and she notices that there's a hole in the air mattress, and she has to sleep on the floor for the entire 10 days that she's here visiting me, and it's just going to be a big disaster, and I'm really, really, really nervous about this. So we're stumbling along down the street, almost to the point of blackout, and I come to this casino. And there's this guy standing in the doorway of a casino, a bouncer. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning and the casino's still open. So me with all of my liquid confidence. Hey, so would you be willing to do me a favor? This guy, you know, he's probably about 5'6", a little bit chubby. Looks at me, goes, are you American? And I said, yeah. And I said, this is my sister. She's American, too. I just need a little favor from you. And I'm just thinking, you know, what have I got to lose? I'm just going to go for it. Do you have any duct tape? Yeah. And he looks at me. And he looks at my sister. And he says, you know, actually, I do. And I'm thinking, really? Like, this bouncer at a casino has duct tape just on his person at 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of London? Okay. So he says, okay, what I need you to do, though, is I'm not really allowed to leave the door. So can you girls stand at the door and if somebody comes, just tell them I'll be right back? I have duct tape in my motorcycle, so I just need to go to the parking lot and get it. So we say, okay, yeah. So there we are sitting there, like, trying to prop ourselves up in this doorway, carting people as they walk into the casino. And this guy comes back with a roll of duct tape, and I look at him, and I say, thank you. This is really helpful. And so my sister and I stumble back to my flat. We get there. My sister says, what do you need the duct tape for? And I said, well, there's a hole in the air mattress, but you can always depend on the kindness of strangers. Thanks.